Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today. As promised, the time has come on this Friday afternoon to do what we so often do on Fridays here on Issues Etc. It's a way of reviewing for our listeners what we've been talking about, who we've been talking to. We pull from this last week's Issues Etc. audio four sound bites, something that stuck in our mind. And believe me, in the course of doing 10 hours of live radio every week, we're listening ourselves for these sound bites. Just to give you a little hint, we found three in the last half hour with Pastor Heath Curtis. We're going to have to choose between those three next week when we do Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. But we've got four soundbites from this last week's audio to play for you. All you need to do is listen to the soundbites and then decide, for whatever reasons you decide, which one should be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You can agree with it, disagree with it. You've never heard it before. You've heard it a million times before, but you want to hear it again. Those are all good reasons. Your reasons are your own. But we do want to hear which one you're voting for and why you're voting for. That soundbite is Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call, and phone call voters get to go first. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. You can vote by sending us an email right here in the studio. We get them in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet @issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. And when you vote via email or Twitter or the Facebook fan page, please include your city and state. We'd like to know where you're listening. Soundbite number one this week. Oh, by the way, you're also giving away the LPR bundle package, which is an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. And that goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Here's soundbite number one. It's Dr. Larry Rast. During Reformation Week, we were covering some of the great Lutheran confessors. C.F.W. Walther was one of them, and here is Dr. Larry Rast with one of his favorite C.F.W. Walther quotes.
Let us, above all, and in all matters, be concerned about this, that the pure doctrine of our dear evangelical Lutheran Church may become known more and more completely among us, that it may be in vogue in all of our congregations, and that it may be preserved from all adulteration and held fast as the most precious treasure. Let us not surrender one iota of the demands of the Word. Let us bring about its complete rule in our congregations and set aside nothing of it, even though for this reason things may happen to us as God wills. Here let us be inflexible. Here let us be adamant. If we do this, we need not worry about the success of our labor. Even though it would seem to be in vain, it cannot then be in vain, for the Word does not return void, but prospers in the thing whereto the Lord sent it. By the Word alone, without any other power, the Church was founded. By the Word alone, all the great deeds recorded in Church history were accomplished. By the Word alone, the Church will most assuredly stand also in these last days of sore distress to the end of days. Even the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Those were great words in 1848, and they're great words in 2013.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Larry Rast, with his favorite quote from Lutheran confessor of the 19th century, C.F.W. Walther. Should it be soundbite of the week? Your vote decides. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Representative John Shimkus. He was recently on the program, in fact, just yesterday, talking about a question that he had posed to Kathleen Sebelius, Health and Human Services Secretary, in a committee meeting. Here's the question.
If someone, a constituent of mine, or someone in this country has strongly held pro-life views,
oh, here we go.
Can you commit to us to make sure that the federal exchanges that offer that is clearly identified and so people can understand if they're going to buy a policy that has abortion coverage or not? Because right now, you cannot make that determination.
Sir, I don't know. I know exactly the issue you're talking about. I will check and make sure clearly identifiable.
Well, here's our request. Can you provide for the committee the list of insurers in the federal exchange who do not offer, as part of their package, abortion coverage?
I think we can do that, sir.
Well, you should be able to do it.
I just said.
No, you said if we can do it.
No, I think we can do that is what I said.
I think or I know we can do it.
Sir, I can't tell you what I don't know firmly right now. I know that is the plan. I will get that information to you.
All right, that's soundbite number two, Representative John Shimkus, and his question for Kathleen Sebelius. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week comes from Pastor Brent Kuhlman. We were reviewing a sermon of his. Here is something I'm calling Jesus Crushes All Idols.
But this idol, this false god, oh, she shows no mercy. Totally merciless she is. Ruthless she is. She gives no Sabbath day rest for anyone. Seriously, no rest ever. She has slaves. Bound and captive slaves to the sin of her idolatry. Materialism, pleasure and play will not allow her slaves to hear someone else's word. And whose word would that be? Christ. But, you know, Jesus, the Christ, the one true God, he speaks anyway. He will be heard to break and to crush all idols, to save slaves from the hellacious consequences of their wicked idolatry, to bring slaves to repentance and faith. Yes, repentance and faith, even for you. Jesus, through his word, would turn you away from your sin and then turn you to himself, only to himself. You and I are not immune to the wiles and temptations of idol, materialism, pleasure, and play. And so the one true God speaks to you today, the God-man in the flesh, with all his Calvary wounds showing and pouring from those gaping bloody wounds all his saving benefits into your ears and hearts.
Oh, I like that one. If I could vote, I would vote for that one. That's soundbite number three, Pastor Brent Kuhlman, Jesus Crushes All Idols. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Your vote decides which of these will be soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or vote at our Facebook fan page. Please include your city and state, facebook.com/issuesetc. It's almost time to vote because here comes soundbite number four. It comes from Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. He was also part of our Reformation Week. His assignment was to talk about Hermann Zassa, a 20th century Lutheran confessor. And here is what he thinks Hermann Zassa would say to Lutherans today.
He would say, stick to the Lutheran confessions. Stick to the Holy Scriptures. Stick to the doctrine of the office of the ministry. Stick to the true teaching on the priesthood of believers. Be a confessional Lutheran in the context that you're in. He would advocate dialogue with other churches, particularly confessionally minded churches. And he did say, he prophesied, I think, already in the 50s, he said, the confessional Lutheran church may be a smaller body moving into the future, but it may be a smaller body which confesses the faith and bears it into the future for a different time. So it's a challenging day. The culture's upon us intensely, and Zassa felt that with Nazism like we've never felt it. So he always would say, Jesus prays for his church. And he would quote John 17. And then he would quote the apology, Ne desperemus. Let's not despair. Jesus prays for his church.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Matt Harrison, what Hermann Zassa would say to the church today, what he would say to Lutherans today. Those are the four soundbites. Now it's time for you to vote. This break is a great time to give us a call, send us an email, or visit our Facebook fan page and get in your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to go first. Call during this break. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week next.
The Church's Music from the 20th Century. The 17th Century. The 11th Century. The 8th century. The 4th century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
It is time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this All Saints Day, November the 1st, and an opportunity for you to win the LPR bundle package. That's our I Have Issues t-shirt. There's only one, well, two ways to get the I Have Issues t-shirt. It's either to win it in the LPR bundle package during Friday's Soundbite of the Week, or to come by the studio and visit. And those are the only two ways. So if you've ever wanted one, if you've seen someone wearing one and you wanted one too, this is one of only two ways to get them. It's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc., a travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. That's the LPR bundle package. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday, November the 1st. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. You can go to our Facebook fan page and vote there as well. We've left space for you to do so. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Send your vote to us via email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. That's talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org or a tweet at issuesetc. Should it be soundbite number one, Dr. Larry Rast, his favorite quote from C.F.W. Walther? Should it be soundbite number two, the question that John Shimkus, representative from Illinois, had for Kathleen Sebelius a couple days ago in a committee meeting? Should it be soundbite number three, Pastor Brent Kuhlman, Jesus crushes all idols? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Matt Harrison, with what he thinks Herman Zassa would say to Lutherans today? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Congratulations to Pat in Saginaw, Michigan. Pat is the winner of the Essential Lutheran Library. Thanks to everybody in the course of this last month who joined, upgraded, or renewed their membership in the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Pat was one of them, and we drew her name earlier today. She gets that Essential Lutheran Library. If you would send us your mailing address, Pat, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send you that 9 books of the Essential Lutheran Library. And again, thanks to everybody who joined, upgraded, and renewed their membership in the Issues Etc. Reformation Club during Issues Etc. Reformation Week. Let's see what Marie has to say. Marie listens in St. Louis. Hi, Marie.
Hi. I like soundbite 2 because it caught the woman who was being asked the question saying in the background, "Oh, no, not this again." And I just thought that really captures what many people who are pro-abortion think about us, that we're pesky flies that just need to go away. And, well, I'm glad she was asked the straight question, and hopefully more people will demand an answer of her.
Marie, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in St. Louis. Over to the other side of the river in Illinois, Scott is on the line. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I'm voting for Larry Rath's soundbite from CFW Walther. Keeping your Christian confession unadulterated means being familiar with the Lutheran confessions themselves. And I know many families listening to Issues Etc. right now are already using Treasury of Daily Prayer for their family devotions. Treasury of Daily Prayer includes a suggested reading from the confessions every day of the church year. And it is simpler than ever before to make the Book of Concord part of your daily devotions. If you aren't doing it now, start. There's no reason not to. And you'll get through the vast majority of them in 1 year. And that way, knowing your confessions, you are able to stick to them.
Scott, thank you very much. Thanks for the vote and thanks for listening in Illinois. Over in Indianapolis, Cheryl's on the line. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, I'm voting for soundbite number 1, Dr. Larry Rath, F.W. Walther, quote, because I like the quote from Isaiah 55, shall my word be that goes out from my mouth? It shall not return to me empty, as Jesus Christ is the very word of God. So I'm voting for that one.
All right, Cheryl, thank you. Thanks for your vote, and thanks for listening out there in Indianapolis. Over to Kansas City, where Mike is on the line. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Pastor Wilkin. I wish people listening would consider supporting Issues, et cetera. It's a great resource. And I'm going to have to vote for the Herman Sasse quote, and specifically where he speaks about bearing God's word into the future for a different time. And that's because basically I have 2 small children. I'm afraid the future that I'm referring to would be a bit nearsighted. But I want to make sure that my children hold to God's word, the scripture, in its proper context when they get to be adults. You know, so many children, when they become adults, they're not going to hold to God's word. And the best tool that I've seen out there is the Lutheran confessions. I mean, if evangelicals would just take a closer look at the Lutheran confessions, specifically the small called articles where it speaks of the enthusiasts, and then also in what they call the section that's the formula of Concord, where it speaks of the synergists. If evangelicals would take a closer look at that and compare to what's going on in the evangelical church today, I think many more evangelicals would become Lutherans.
Mike, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Kansas City. What about the rest of you? Still time for your vote. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Karen listens in Riverton, Wyoming. Karen says, I'm voting for soundbite number 3, Pastor Brent Kuhlman. Jesus crushes all idols. It gives solid law and solid gospel to those who hear it. It shows how we are all slaves to material worship and that Jesus has bought us, the slaves, back to himself with his own blood. Very well put, Karen, and thanks for listening out in Wyoming. In Illinois, Matt has a vote. He says, I actually didn't like any of the sound bites this week, but it's my patriotic duty to vote, so I will vote for President Harrison's soundbite concerning Zasa. The reason is because the soundbite's emphasis on the depth of the faithfulness of the Lutheran Confession Church, even if it's smaller numerically, faithfulness is the most important thing. I agree, Matt, and thanks for listening in Illinois. Nancy listens in Alton, Illinois. She's voting for soundbite number 2, Representative John Shimkus with his question for Kathleen Sebelius. She says, we need answers. Thanks for asking, Nancy. Thank you very much for listening in Illinois. Tomorrow from 8 in the morning until noon at 3558 South Jefferson in St. Louis, Concordia Publishing House is going to be holding its annual warehouse sale. This is when they open up the warehouse and they slash prices, and there's a big tent. You can go in there and find all sorts of things, resources you hear about here on Issues, etc. From 8 until noon tomorrow, November the 2nd, at 3558 South Jefferson in St. Louis, the Concordia Publishing House warehouse sale. Andrew says, I vote for soundbite number 4 because it's so important in the midst of growing secular culture that we live in today to remember that we should not despair, but look to the Word of God by sticking to our confessions and always remember that Jesus prays for his church. Andrew, thank you very much for your vote. Well, according to your votes, the winner this week on this Friday afternoon is soundbite number 4, Pastor Matt Harrison, what Hermann Zassa would say to Lutherans today. Here it is.
He would say, stick to the Lutheran confessions. Stick to the Holy Scriptures. Stick to the doctrine of the office of the ministry. Stick to the true teaching on the priesthood of believers. Be a confessional Lutheran in the context that you're in. He would advocate dialogue with other churches, particularly confessionally minded churches. And he did say, he prophesied, I think, already in the 50s, he said, the confessional Lutheran church may be a smaller body moving into the future, but it may be a smaller body which confesses the faith and bears it into the future for a different time. So it's a challenging day. The culture's upon us intensely, and Zassa felt that with Nazism like we've never felt it. So he always would say, Jesus prays for his church. And he would quote John 17. And then he would quote the apology, Ne desperemus. Let's not despair. Jesus prays for his church.
That's the winner of Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week, Pastor Matt Harrison, on what Hermann Zassa would say to Lutherans today. The LPR bundle package goes to Karen in Wyoming. Karen, if you'd send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. You get the LPR bundle package. And thanks to everybody who voted on this Friday afternoon for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. If you've enjoyed listening to Issues, Etc. this week, consider making a tax-deductible gift this weekend. You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues, Etc. by your check. Make a check payable to Issues, Etc., and send it to Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support. Monday on the program, you can hear us discuss Three Men in the Fiery Furnace with Pastor Tom Baker. We'll also continue our series on the Formula of Concord, talking with Pastor Paul McCain about the righteousness of faith. Now, here's a great way to observe All Saints Day today. Go now to our 24/7 sacred music station, LutheranPublicRadio.org, and starting right now, after Issues, Etc., at LutheranPublicRadio.org, you'll hear 90 minutes of church triumphant hymns. LutheranPublicRadio.org right now for the next hour and a half. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.